17A sits largely inside of the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge, and both state and federal biologists keep an eye on the moose there. The hunting regulations are governed by a moose management plan that was put together in the late 90s. ADF&G wildlife biologist Neil Barton discussed 17A at the recent Nooshigak Fish and Game Advisory Committee meeting in Dillingham.
The moose population objectives per the plan, and looking at how much moose habitat was out there, looking at how many moose per square mile was acceptable, and the objective ranges from 900 to 1,350 moose.
The previous, most recent 17A moose population estimate dates to 2011, when biologists put the tally at 1,166. This spring, they updated that figure following extensive aerial surveys.
The estimate was 2,388. Even without the sightability correction factor, the next line down, the estimate was 1,990 plus or minus 437.
The number of 17A moose harvested each year between fall resident and non-resident hunts and the winter bull and cow hunts has climbed consistently. There were just 9 total taken back in 2002, and 85 total were reported last year. Barton says other indicators like the bull-to-cow ratio, calf recruitment, and twinning rates all point to a healthy moose herd in 17A.
So we see this area has pretty high productivity. Recruitment provides for a resilient population. So we think the moose population in 17A is doing pretty darn good. We're at a place right now where we probably could offer more opportunity.
And the Traditional Council of Togiak is asking for just that. They would like to extend the 17A fall season out by a week to run from August 25th to September 27th. Board of Game Proposal 138 met with wide support from members of the Nooshigak Advisory Council, which is chaired by Frank Woods.
At 2,300, on the high end, we have about 400 harvestable surplus of moose. On the low end of that, carrying capacity for that herd would be 900 to 1,300. So we have 1,000 moose to be on the table, and there's no other way to catch them but kill them.
New member Susie Jenkins-Brito agreed that more hunting days should lead to more harvest, and she also supports Proposal 138.
We need to take some of these moose to be able to continue to have a healthy herd. We need to have enough vegetation for them to eat and survive on and continue to have good twinning rates and good success.
Skin Wysocki from Kaliganik was not in favor of the change, though. A longtime member of the Nooshigak AC, Wysocki recalled a long time back when they worked to close the 17B and C hunts sooner in the fall, before more of the bulls are fully into the rut.
You know how many good big moose be rotten and stinky, where you can't eat on the 25th? So whoever did this proposal, you've got to be very careful. You've got to be a lot of waste and want meat there.
Wysocki suggested looking at other options, like perhaps a fall cow hunt, rather than risk harvesting rutted out bulls. In the end, the Nooshigak AC voted its support for Proposal 138, which the State Board of Game will take up in February at its meeting in Dillingham. Two proposals from a Manicotic resident seeking to add extra fall and winter moose hunting time for a suggested Weary River section only of 17C did not get the Nooshigak AC's support, nor did any of the proposals seeking to add more opportunity for non-resident moose hunters, even in 17A. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.